Hello, friends. This is New Beginnings, Volume 32, Issue 6, for November, December of 2019. The topic for this issue is Giving Thanks, Caregivers, Veterans, Family, and Friends. Some of the articles covered in this issue of the new newsletter are welcoming Mary Flood to the Department of Aging and Human Services, closing in celebration for the new Garvey Center, a pouring art class, and gift donations for bingo in salute to veterans, and recognizing senior vibes. Following is the letter from the director's desk, who is Lori Jennings Harris. November is upon us yet again. What better time to reflect on this year and to give thanks, not just for family and friends, but for the many ways we may remain engaged and involved within our community. Our department has programs for individuals who require in-home personal care assistance, transportation, counseling on health insurance benefits, home-delivered meals, etc., as well, being involved with what the Department of Aging and Human Services has to offer is perfect for learning ways to stay active and connected with others who have similar interests. Our exercise and fitness classes are made available in a variety of ways to help our seniors continue to live healthier lives. To help us reach more older adults in our community, we are awaiting the completion of the newest senior activity center, known affectionately as Garvey. The new Garvey Senior Activity Center will remain located in the Leonardtown area, not far from its current site. If all goes as planned and the weather cooperates, the new building will be completed by March of 2020. The new structure will give us more room to grow physically as well as programmatically. We will have rooms specifically designed for those interested in creating art pieces, engaging in physical fitness, playing a game of pool or ping pong, competing in a friendly game of pinochle, learning the latest line dances, or having a tasty and balanced lunch. And this is just to name a few of the things happening now and in the future. The Department of Aging and Human Services staff members are excited about the completion and impending opening of the new Garvey Senior Activity Center, which is combined with the new Leonardtown Library. We look forward to continuing to serve the seniors of our community, not only those who currently participate in our programs and trips, but to those older adults looking for ways to become involved with something new and exciting. We are thankful for the vision, support, and commitment of the commissioners of St. Mary's County, who recognize the growing number of seniors in our community and the importance of keeping pace with them and their continued needs. We are also thankful for the dedication of the members of the Garvey Council for their support throughout this process. Last, but certainly not least, we are appreciative of all the seniors who have made Garvey part of their lives over many years. Thanks to all of you. We are enthusiastic about the new building and look forward to what is to come at the new Garvey Senior Activity Center. There will be a Veterans Resource Day hosted by the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. It will be held on Friday, November the 8th, 2019, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. The location will be at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center at 44219 Airport Road in California, Maryland. This is also sponsored by RSVP of St. Mary's County, and they help to celebrate the 25 years of national service. Noreen Rowe, who is the manager of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program of St. Mary's County, attended the 25th anniversary celebration of national service on September the 18th in Washington, D.C. She was invited to represent an RSV program operating for 25 years or more. RSVP of St. Mary's County has been recruiting and placing senior volunteers age 55 and above with local county agencies and nonprofit organizations for 30 years. ever since 1989. Throughout this time, RSVP of St. Mary's County has enjoyed the support of the Commissioners of St. Mary's County under the sponsorship of the Department of Aging and Human Services. Last year, 298 senior volunteers with RSVP of St. Mary's County provided 35,534 hours of service valued at $977,185. Mrs. Rowe is picked, there's a picture of her in the physical copy of the newsletter. A picture taken with her was Barbara Stewart, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Corporation for National and Community Service, and also Gina Lewis, who is a Peninsula Foster Grandparent Program Director from Hampton, Virginia. Nutrition Corner. This is an article by Donna Haggard. As we enter the holiday season, eating can get out of control, and all the hard work to lose weight, perhaps during the summer months, can be defeated. So, what can we do? Believe it or not, even small diet changes can yield big results. Following are some examples of some small diet changes that can be easy to implement during the hectic holiday season to achieve better health and lasting weight loss success. Number one, take it slow. When we rush through meals, we tend to overeat since we are not registering fullness. A 2018 study found people who ate quickly were 42% more likely to be overweight. So put down your fork between bites and enjoy the conversation. Number two, scale down. Often by just changing the size of our plates, bowls, and glasses can help decrease calories. Number three, drink, then eat. Research has found that drinking more water each day can be an effective strategy towards eating less. Another study showed people who drank two cups of water 30 minutes before their main meal lost more weight over a three-month period than those who did not do so. So, at those holiday parties, let a large glass of water be your appetizer. Number four, fill up on fiber. By adding more fiber-rich foods like whole grains, vegetables, fruits, legumes, and seeds can help towards weight loss by helping you feel full and increasing beneficial bugs in our gut that may help improve body composition. Carry a small snack bag of these foods while out shopping, and you will be less inclined to hit the fast food places. Number five, rise and dine on protein. A number of studies have shown that getting enough protein in the morning can help in losing weight. Try adding an egg, yogurt, or a nut butter to your current breakfast if it tends to be heavy on carbohydrates. And last, shuffle your calories. A study has shown that those who ate their biggest meal at lunch lost more weight than those who had their biggest meal at dinner. This may be due to differences in our hormone levels that help us burn more calories earlier in the day. So enjoy your holidays and all the great food that comes with them, but give these suggestions a try, and come January, perhaps you won't be searching for a new diet to try. There is counseling with regard to nutrition and also some presentations done by Donna Taggart. So do you have questions about your diet that you would like answered? Donna Taggart is at the local senior activity centers to help answer those questions. You can call her directly to make your nutrition counseling appointment. And her number is 240-538-6539. In November, she will have some presentations at the three centers it's a presentation on National Diabetics Month, how to manage diabetes with the MED diet. At the Loeffler Senior Center, she will be there on Mondays, November the 4th, with counseling sessions from 9 to 11 a.m., and the presentation will be at 10 a.m. and this is for National Diabetics Month. At the Northern Center, she will be there on Mondays, November the 18th, and the presentation will start at 1 o'clock and another at 1 o'clock. In November, she will be at Garvey, and that's Monday, November the 18th, with counseling sessions between 8:30 and 9:30 a.m., and with the presentation being at 10:30 a.m. In December, the topic of her presentation will be holiday eating. She will be at the Loeffler Center, on December the 2nd for this presentation, with the presentation starting at 10 a.m., and there are counseling sessions also available on December the 2nd from 9 to 11 a.m. In December, she will be at the Northern Center. This is December the 9th. The presentation will start at 2 o'clock. And on December the 16th, she will be at the Garvey Center, Senior Activity Center, with the presentation starting at 10:30 a.m. She also has counseling sessions at the Garvey from 8:30 a.m. until 9:30 a.m. That is for December. Following is an article by Rebecca Kessler, who is the division manager and of the HC Home and Community-Based Service, and also by Daphne Benier, who is the program coordinator for the Home and Community-Based Services. Dry skin is a constant challenge in cold weather. However, for people with thin, fragile skin, it is of special concern. Here are a few tips for keeping skin healthy in these cold months. Use extra moisturizer for extremities and places that get cold air, like your face and hands. An oil-based moisturizer is best because it creates a protective barrier. Use lip moisturizer. Keep it handy and reapply often. Use a humidifier to help restore moisture to the air. Also, moving around promotes blood circulation, which allows the skin to get the nutrients and oxygen it needs to stay healthy. Even if someone cannot move, repositioning helps promote circulation. Those who are in bed or a chair most of the day should be repositioned often to promote skin integrity. And finally, let the sunshine in. Getting outside into the sunlight or just sitting by a sunny window can promote increased vitamin D, which helps with increasing mood, boosting your immune system, and discouraging cancer. Here's a note on the Family Caregivers Breakfast. It's the 13th annual Family Caregivers Breakfast, and it's going to be held November the 15th at 2019. All family caregivers are invited to enjoy a hearty breakfast, an encouraging speaker, and inspirational music. For more information, contact Daphne Benier at 301-475-4200, extension 71069. Or you can email Daphne at Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E dot Benier, B-E-N-N-E-A-R, at stmarysmaryland.com. Following is some information on the Senior Call Check Program, which is a peace of mind for those that are home alone. It's a free service that will place an automated daily call to a person at a regularly scheduled time. If the call is not picked up after three attempts, the service will call an alternate person on your behalf to check on you. All you need to do to qualify for this free service is be a Maryland resident, age 65 or over, and have an active landline phone or cell phone. You can sign up either online or over the phone. If you sign up online, you can go to aging.maryland.gov, or to sign up over the telephone, you can call 1-866-502-0560. If you have any questions about this program, you can call 1-866-502-0560. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. Or if you prefer, you can go to their website, and the website is aging.maryland.gov/pages, P-A-G-E-S, /senior-call-check.ASPX. There are some new fall prevention programs coming to the senior activity centers. This one is introducing Step On. It's an evidence-based fall prevention program that empowers older adults to carry out health behaviors that reduce the risk of falls. It is a community-based workshop offered once a week for 7 weeks using adult education and self-efficacy principles, which focus on the following: improving balance and strength, home and environmental safety, vision and medication review. Stepping On workshops are based on participation, mutual support, and success, which builds the participants' confidence in their ability to manage their health behaviors to reduce the risk of falls and to maintain active and fulfilling lives. You may be a good candidate for this program if you are living at home independently and able to meet your own daily needs and have experienced a fall or are concerned about falling, are able to walk independently or with the use of a cane, are willing and able to do simple exercises that are designed to build up strength in your legs and core, and can commit to meeting once a week for 2 hours for 7 consecutive weeks, barring any weather concerns. Through the generosity of a grant, this workshop will be offered for free. If you wish to sign up, please call the center of your choice to register. Here are the various centers and times that the Stepping On services will be held. The Garvey Center Activity Center in Leonardtown will be Mondays, November the 4th through December the 23rd, from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. You can call Garvey for more information at 301-475-4200, extension 71050. The series will also be at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center on Wednesdays, January the 15th through February the 26th, from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. These sessions will be taught by Alice Allen and Shelley Graziano. For more information, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Exploring the world through food. Do you want to explore the world, but your budget is limited? Well, Southern Maryland has many American and ethnic restaurants. Maybe you have wanted to visit these restaurants but didn't want to dine alone. Well, here's your chance. Join Deb Johnstone as she samples food from around the world. We will visit a variety of restaurants on the second Wednesday of the month at 11:30 a.m. To make a reservation, you need to call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. In November, and specifically November the 13th, they will be going to a restaurant called Terrific. It is Asian cuisine. December the 11th, they will be visiting Chipotle, which is Tex-Mex. January the 8th, 2020, they will be visiting Bollywood, which is Indian. Senior Activity Center programs are available to those 50 years or older unless otherwise noted. So for more information and participation criteria, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Welcome Mary Flood. The Department of Aging and Human Services, Human Services Division, is pleased to welcome Mary Flood to the team. She is a new coordinator, too, working with resource agencies serving families and children in St. Mary's County. She organizes services and connects them with the people who need them. Services include behavioral health, occupational, and day treatments. She was born in North Carolina. Her parents worked first at the North Carolina School for the Deaf, then at the Maryland School for the Deaf. As a result, Ms. Flood is familiar with sign language. She is also sensitive to the needs of others. She says she has always been drawn to people who need an extra hand. Her experiences growing up served her well when she chose to serve as a deaf educator with the Peace Corps. Following the Peace Corps, Ms. Flood taught history and special education in St. Mary's County Public Schools. Her wide variety of experience and empathy for others serves her well in her work with the Department of Aging and Human Services. In her personal life, Ms. Flood enjoys performing in a folk rock blues acoustic duo with her husband and sings at a church. She also cans tomatoes, is an avid reader, and loves exploring local thrift shops, dubbing herself the thrift store fashionista. Maryland Access Point. This is a link to Health and Support Services, Aging and Disability Resource Center. The ADRC/MAP map is a free information and referral service. It is open to the public and to individuals of all income levels. If you or a loved one needs assistance, please call or visit the Potomac Building and see Jenny Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R. She is the Aging and Disability Resource Coordinator who will be able to assist you. Further contact information is Jenny is located at 23115 Leonard Hall Drive in Leonardtown, Maryland. Her phone number is 301-475-4200, extension 71057. Or she can be reached by email at Jeanette, J-E-N-N-E-T-T-E, dot Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R, at stmarysmaryland.com. Following is an article by Debbie Barker, who is a Senior Information and Assistance Division Manager. Did you know that Medicare pays 100% for flu shots? So in order to avoid the flu this winter, you need to get your flu shot as soon as possible. New Medicare cards. By now, everyone should have received their new Medicare card with a unique Medicare ID number. The process of replacing Medicare cards that use a beneficiary's Social Security number as their ID number started in spring 2018. As of January 1, 2020, you will not be able to use your old card. Therefore, if you have not received the new card, it may be because Social Security does not have your correct address on file. If this is a situation, you will need to call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 to update your information or create an online account at ssa.gov. You can also print a copy of your new card by creating a MyMedicare.gov account. Medicare Part D Open Enrollment. Open enrollment for Medicare Part D will continue through December the 7th. During this time, beneficiaries should review the information they received from their current plan provider to ensure their plan meets their needs in 2020. Changes you should look for are premiums, deductibles, copays, and covered medications. If you have concerns about any changes, you can review your options on the Medicare.gov plan finder, which lists all of the 2020 plans. The Department of Aging and Human Services is in need of volunteer drivers. The schedule is flexible, and you will get fuel mileage reimbursement, and it's also a very rewarding volunteer opportunity. For more information on the volunteer drivers program, if you would like to volunteer, you need to contact Irshaw Lawn Bailey. That's IR SHA Lawn LAUN Bailey, BAILEY. She is the Senior Rides Program Coordinator. She can be reached at 301-475-4200, extension 71066. Closing in ceremony at the new Leonardtown Library and Garvey Senior Activity Center. The Department of Aging and Human Services was pleased to join the Commissioners of St. Mary's County, the St. Mary's County Library Leonardtown Branch, the Board of Library Trustees, the Commission on Aging, the Friends of St. Mary's County Library, and the Garvey Senior Activity Center Council, among additional local dignitaries, in celebrating the official closing in of the new Leonardtown Library and Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, September the 24th. Attendees had the opportunity to sign a piece of gypsum board which will be used in the construction of the interior of the building. The department looks forward to welcoming the committee to the new Garvey Senior Activity Center in 2020. So here are a few facts. The building will be estimated at approximately 45,500 square feet. The estimated project cost is $21.5 million. Estimated completion date, March of 2020. Home Delivered Meals Program recognizes volunteers. The Department of Aging and Human Services was pleased to host the annual Home Delivered Meals Volunteer Recognition Banquet on Thursday, September the 22nd. These volunteers provide a vital service delivering meals to homebound seniors throughout the county, and their dedication is appreciated by all. So are you interested in volunteering with Home Delivered Meals? If so, the Department of Aging would love to hear from you. You can call 301-475-4200, extension 71050 for more information. Or you can also visit www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging to also get more information on the Home Delivered Meals Program. The St. Mary County Department of Aging and Human Services hosted a Walk Maryland Day 5K walk. They were pleased to host the National Walk Maryland Day 5K. Thank you to everyone who participated despite the unseasonable heat. The Walk Maryland Initiative is a statewide program designed to encourage Marylanders to get out, explore their communities, and to take strides towards leading a healthier life. There's going to be a social room stocking at the Northern Senior Activity Center December the 1st through the 24th. So if you're interested in a special holiday touch, you can see the staff at the Northern Center if you would like to have a stocking hung by the fireplace for the month of December. You may find little elves will pay you a visit. Focus on Fitness. This is an article by Alice Allen, who is the manager of the Division of Senior Care, Senior Center Operations, While not the usual article on the importance of fitness, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the contractual fitness instructors who teach classes at the senior activity centers. These instructors work hard to provide you with high-quality, dynamic, fun fitness classes. Income for instructors is generated through the fitness card you purchase to attend. At $35, the fitness card is a bargain as it allows you to attend any 10 classes of your choice at any senior activity center. In thinking about thankfulness, I am thankful for our fitness instructors. They do such a wonderful job. Be sure to thank them for their enthusiasm and professionalism. Our fitness programs would not be the quality they are without them. The Senior Nutrition Program and Malnutrition. Did you know that someone who looks to be healthy, overweight, or underweight can actually be malnourished? Malnutrition is a misunderstood, serious, often overlooked condition that can lead to serious health conditions for many people in the United States. It is not just a problem that affects poor, disadvantaged people, leaving them looking skinny. Being malnourished is a broad term that includes anyone who gets too much or too little nutrition or may have an imbalance of nutrients in their diet. A malnourished individual may be overweight or obese from too many calories in their diet without getting enough vitamins and minerals, or they may look underweight or even normal. Causes of malnutrition include lack of access to sufficient and affordable food, digestive problems, and issues with being able to absorb nutrients in food, heavy alcohol use, depression, and other mental issues, or being able to get and prepare food. Older adults, and especially those living alone or having a disability, are particularly prone to malnutrition. In fact, research shows that up to 22% of older adults are malnourished, and over 45% are at risk of malnutrition. So a well-balanced noontime meal is available at your local senior activity center Monday through Friday. Seniors 50 years of age and older are welcome to have lunch at a senior activity center by making a reservation the day before. The cost of meals is $6 for participants under 60 and by donation for those 60 years of age and older. For more information on this program and the meal program at your local senior activity center, you can call Alice Allen at 301-475-4200, extension 71063. Following are some Garvey Senior Activity Centers located in Leonardtown. Basketball for ages 50 plus. This is at the Margaret Brent Recreation Center, Fridays, November the 1st through December the 20th, with no play being conducted on November the 29th. The time is from 10 to 11 a.m. The cost is $14. These are pickup basketball games that will be held in the gymnasium at Margaret Brent. Games are open to both males and females ages 50 above. Players may register in advance at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown, or you can register on November the 1st prior to the start of the first game. For more information on the basketball for ages 50 over, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Stepping on, this is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Monday, November the 4th through December the 23rd. And a note, there will be no class on November the 11th. The time for this Stepping On program is 1:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. If you're like most people, you're careful about avoiding a fall, but there are some factors you may not be aware of that can influence your fall risk. Stepping On addresses those factors and arms you with the information and strategies you need to avoid a fall. In Stepping On workshops, we take fall prevention step by step. You learn how to build and maintain the physical strength and balance you need to walk confidently. From footwear to prescriptions, you'll learn what increases your risk of a fall, how to avoid it, and make an individualized action plan to stay on your feet and living life the way you want. Stepping On is a 7-week program with 2-hour sessions per week. It is conducted by trained leaders and specially designed for adult learners. Stepping On has been researched and proven to reduce falls by 31%. This program brings together the life experience of its participants and the expertise of community professionals. From the first session, participants put new skills to use. Group members set short-term goals each week. Goals that focus on life activities that are most important to them. Physical therapists, pharmacists, and other experts help the group adapt fall prevention practices for individual needs and levels. So for more information or to sign up for this workshop, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Let's talk. This is a discussion. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Tuesdays, 1 o'clock p.m. until 2:30 p.m., and this is on November the 5th. The Let's Talk is a moderated discussion about current events, sharing your thoughts and perspective while we learn from each other. All subjects allowed, such as art, culture, religion, politics, science, health, and whatever strikes you. All that is required is a respectful attitude and sincere self-expression. Alongside your topics, we will suggest a focus subject in advance, allowing you to read up on something you may know less about. Our first session topic suggestion is help in deciding which media information to trust. You can sign up for this by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Pickleball for experienced players will be at the Leonard Hall Recreation Center Mondays, November the 4th through the 16th. And just a note, there will be no play on November the 11th. The time for Mondays is 8 to 10 a.m. The cost is $24. There will also be playing on Wednesday, November the 6th through December the 18th. That time is also 8 o'clock a.m. until 10 o'clock a.m., and the cost is $28. The pickleball sessions are for those who are familiar with the game of pickleball. Registration opens Monday, October the 21st at 8 o'clock a.m. at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. To learn more about the pickleball for experienced players, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Pickleball for Beginners is also at Leonard Hall Recreation Center. This is Tuesdays, November the 5th through December the 17th. It is from 8 to 10 a.m. and the cost is $28. You can learn the rules and strategy for the game of pickleball. This session is for those who are new to the game. Registration opens Monday, October the 21st at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. To learn more about pickleball for beginners, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Ceramics with Marty. This is at the Garvey Senior Center on Wednesday, November the 6th at 10 o'clock a.m. The cost is $10. If you enjoy painting and creating personalized gifts or decorations for the home, this is the class for you. Marty Cutterab will be teaching the class and offering instruction on painting techniques. The class will be painting Christmas-themed decor. The cost of the class is $10 for each item painted and includes the firing of the item. For more information on ceramics, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. There will be a book discussion group at the Garvey Wednesdays, November the 13th, and again on December the 11th. Both dates, it will be at 10:30 a.m. The book discussion group provides an opportunity for attendees to share in their love of reading. The group is also welcoming of new members. In November, they will discuss Imagine Me Gone, a novel by Adam Haslett. In December, the group will discuss The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay. Loaner copies are available. So for more information about the book discussion group, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71072. There will be a pouring art class at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesday, November the 20th at 10 a.m. The cost is $10. Acrylic pouring is a fun and easy way to create one-of-a-kind works of art. Even if you've never painted before and don't consider yourself an artist, this technique is something anyone can do. All it takes is the right supplies and a little know-how, which you'll learn in this class. Each person will take home their very own piece of art. For more information or to pre-register, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. This is a knee school, and it's Why Does My Knee Hurt? This is at Garvey on Tuesday, November the 19th at 10 o'clock a.m. Rick Hagman, a clinic manager and physical therapist with ProFlex Physical Therapy, will be here to present a presentation on knee pain. You can learn about your knee, what problems you may have, and what you can do to stop or reduce the pain. Attendees will be provided with a self-assessment to determine the possible origin of pain and/or instability. Activities will be demonstrated to help manage knee pain. This program is a straightforward approach to understanding your knee and the many options available to control knee pain and improve the quality of your life. This presentation is free, however, space is limited and advanced registration is required. To register for this class, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Lunch with Robert Anthony. This is at the Garvey Center on Wednesday, November the 20th at 12 o'clock. Come join us as we welcome a new performer to the Garvey Senior Activity Center. His name is Robert Anthony. He will take us back in time to the music of those like the Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra. Robert Anthony is an entertainer originally from St. Louis, Missouri. He has been involved in music all his life, first as part of his school chorus, then as a member of a song ministry at his church for 18 years. During this time, his church became involved in monthly visits to the VA hospital and a local nursing home to sing and visit with the residents. Since that time, he has relocated to Maryland and worked as a certified nursing assistant and as an activities coordinator in senior communities. He was inspired as he saw the positive effects singing and music had on mood, memory, and quality of life for residents in these communities. The menu for the day will be lasagna, spinach, tossed salad and dressing, dinner roll, peaches, and orange juice. The cost for the lunch is by donation for those ages 60 and above, and $6 for those under the age of 60. To learn more about this luncheon or to make a reservation, you can call 301-475-4200, 71050. Rustic Wooden Disc Holiday Ornaments. This is going to be at the Garvey Senior Center on Monday, November the 25th at 10 a.m. This is a craft and chat with the operations manager. They will be making rustic wooden disc ornaments perfect for decorating a Christmas tree or giving as gifts. The cost is $1 per ornament with a maximum of 4 ornaments per person. Payment and number of ornaments are due when registering. Space is limited. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Holiday Music Showcase with Lunch at the Garvey Center. This is going to be on Wednesday, December the 4th at 12 o'clock p.m. Enjoy a lovely meal while Diane Troutman will play holiday tunes on the piano. Following the meal, Kathy Creswell will lead us in a holiday music showcase. You won't want to miss this lively holiday celebration. You can sign up in advance by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Here for the holidays. This is at Garvey. This is Tuesday, December the 10th from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Dr. Pino with Jacobs Audiology will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 10th. She will be there to answer any questions that you might have about hearing loss, as well as offering hearing screenings and cleaning of hearing aids. No reservations are needed. There will be light refreshments, giveaways, and door prizes for those who attend. For more information on this presentation by Dr. Pino, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Gingerbread House Craft Class is at the Garvey. This is Wednesday, December the 11th at 10 a.m. Come join the Garvey folks as they create the time-honored tradition of holiday gingerbread houses. They will supply all the materials and you supply the creativity. Each person will take home one gingerbread house. There will be hot cocoa and cookies to enjoy as well. Cost for the class is $10. Payment is due when registering. Space is limited. To learn more or to sign up, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. A holiday lunchtime theater performance will be at the Garvey Activity Center Wednesday, December the 18th at 12 o'clock p.m. The Reader's Theater will share two holiday performances, and the details will be coming out soon. On the menu for lunch is stuffed shells with tomato sauce, garlic bread, seasoned spinach, pears, bread pudding with vanilla sauce. Reservations are required and can be made by calling 301 475-4200, extension 71050. Indoor gym walking at Leonard Hall Recreation Center. This is on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12:15 p.m. until 1:15 p.m. Since the weather is getting cooler, you don't need to let that stop you from getting in your steps. Walking is one of the safest, most effective forms of physical activity for older adults. This indoor walking opportunity allows for walking in a climate-controlled gymnasium with other walkers. Advance sign-up is not required. However, walkers are required to complete a registration form and waiver at their first walking session. To learn more about the indoor walking gym, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. So following are some activities at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. They need gift donations for their Christmas gift bingo. Donations are accepted from November the 4th through December the 17th. Have you ever been given a lovely gift you just can't use, but it's too nice to get rid of? Or are you out shopping and you see something that is priced so well you must get it even though you don't need it yourself? Maybe you simply have unopened items you thought you wanted but changed your mind after you got home. Quite likely, someone who plays bingo at Loeffler knows just the person who could use that item, and he or she is on your Christmas list. Consider donating these items to Loeffler's annual Christmas gift bingo. We are looking for new items and even toys to put on the prize table. Bring your gifts unwrapped to Loeffler anytime between November the 4th and December the 17th. Please do not bring any expired food store or shop-worn or used items. Our players give these as gifts to their loved ones. Presentation at the Loeffler on what is a veterans organization. This is going to be on Tuesday, November the 5th at 10 o'clock a.m., and it's free. Have you ever wondered about those pieces of military equipment outside several buildings as you drive down the road? Often the equipment is positioned outside of the buildings owned and maintained by military veterans organizations. Mike Barber, a 20-year Navy veteran and lifetime member of many of these organizations, will provide an overview of the organizations within the area and explain why they are chartered. You can sign up for this presentation by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or you can stop by the receptionist desk at Loeffler to make a reservation. Veteran Circle Celebration. This is at Loeffler. It's Friday, November the 8th from 9:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. There is a cost of $4 for civilians, but it's free for all veterans. To honor all veterans, active duty, and former service members, Loeffler Senior Activity Center invites everyone, especially veterans, together for this touching tribute to those who have served our country and those who serve today. Veterans, wear your ribbons and your uniform if you wish. A tasty breakfast will begin at 9:30 a.m. with opening ceremonies at 10 a.m. Again, the cost is $4 for civilians, but it's free to all veterans and active duty service members. To make a reservation, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, and you must do so before November the 3rd to reserve your spot. Educational video series. This is on the Navy SEALs, The Untold Stories. This is going to be at Loeffler Wednesday, November the 13th at 10 a.m., and it runs about 180 minutes, and it is free. In an era of fierce conflict and global chaos, the U.S. Navy SEALs stand ready to answer their nation's call. Based on first-person accounts, this miniseries captures the danger and emotion of three actual classified SEAL missions, Grenada, Somalia, and Panama. Because the length of this video is 180 minutes, the group should stop the video at 11:30 a.m. for a lunch break. If you wish to reserve a meal when you sign up for the video, you can do so by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71657. Lunch is $6 per person for those under the age of 60, and a donation for those who are 60 or older, or if you wish, you can certainly bring your own lunch. There are 16 seats available, so you will need to call and reserve yours. But you can call 301-737-5670, extension 71658, or if you wish, you can stop by the Loeffler receptionist desk to also sign up. There will be a Loeffler Arts and Craft Bazaar at the Loeffler Activity Center on Tuesday, November the 19th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The arts and craft programs at Loeffler, they've spent the past several months preparing for the biennial Craft Bazaar, which will be held Tuesday, November the 19th, in conjunction with the Thanksgiving Lunch Connection. This is a good opportunity to buy handmade Christmas gifts at reasonable prices while supporting programming at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Plus, if you sign up for the Lunch Connection, you can enjoy a delicious turkey dinner and live music. So to sign up, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. There will be the making of a Thanksgiving centerpiece at Loeffler. This is on Friday, November the 22nd at 10 a.m., and the cost is $10. You can make a simple Thanksgiving centerpiece using a small tray, assorted household items, some produce, and a few fresh flowers with greenery. They will supply everything you need, but if you want to bring in some small natural autumn elements to enhance your tray, such as acorns, nuts, cranberries, or tiny pine cones, you can certainly do that. To sign up for this class or for more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. This particular class is limited to 10 participants, so keep that in mind so that you can sign up early. There will be a December monthly craft also at Loeffler. This will be the Tasty Christmas Cottage. This will be Thursday, December the 5th, and again on Friday, December the 6th at 10 a.m. for both dates. The cost is $10. This is a fun and popular workshop sponsored by Loeffler, and it's a holiday tradition. You will need 2 days to do this project. The first day, you will construct the cottage and let it dry overnight, and the next day it will be decorated with sweets. This cute little item is made with Pop-Tarts, so it makes up and holds up nicely. You can sign up for this project by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658. This class is limited to 8 people. Also, you can stop by the receptionist desk on Monday, December the 3rd, to sign up for this. You can also make a holiday wreath. This is also at Loeffler on December the 10th from 9 to 11 a.m. The cost of this is $30. However, they have to have at least 10 registrants in order to hold this class. You can use fresh greens and a decorative bow to create a beautiful wreath for your holiday decor or surprise someone with one that you made yourself. Carol Davis will facilitate this workshop on Wednesday, December the 10th from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Participants will walk out with a fresh wreath at the conclusion of the session. Fresh cut greens, bows, and wreath frames are included. Just bring gloves to protect your hands and a pair of snips if you have them. The cost is $30 per person, and prepayment is required when you register, and you need to register December the 3rd. Checks can be made payable to the instructor, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or you can stop by in person at Loeffler to sign up and make your payment. Again, they need at least 10 participants in order to hold the class. Christmas party, celebrate the season at Loeffler. It's going to be on Friday, December the 13th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The cost is $14. You can set aside this date for the annual Christmas party. The day will be sprinkled with magical moments And you will enjoy all your favorite party elements, such as Mean Gene DJ, dancing, raffles, door prizes galore, party favors, and a toast to the season of giving. The feast is going to be catered by Mission Barbecue, and it will include sliced smoked turkey, country-style macaroni and cheese, home-style green beans and bacon, savory collard greens, and a dinner roll. It will be followed up with apple pie and vanilla ice cream for dessert. Is there a better way to celebrate the season of love and joy than spending a magical day with beloved friends? Tickets will be available beginning Friday, November the 1st, at all three senior activity centers. For more information, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or for more information. Also, just to tell you, there are a limited number of tickets available. Christmas Gift Bingo will be at the Loeffler Center on Wednesday, December the 18th, 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The cost is $5 for three cards. Christmas Gift Bingo has become a tradition at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center and is a great bargain because you can do your Christmas shopping while playing your favorite game. Prizes will consist of items you would buy for the folks on your Christmas list, including children, as well as Christmas trappings like wrapping paper, Christmas cards, and ornaments. Because this is a special time, reservations are required and are limited to 50 players. To sign up, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or you can certainly stop by the receptionist desk at the Loeffler Center. And you must do so by December the 6th in order to sign up. And you will need to indicate if you would like to have your lunch ordered. Following are some dates for the lunch connection at Loeffler. Reservations are required. On Tuesday, November the 19th, you will enjoy the sounds of one of the new performers, Robert Anthony, as you enjoy a meal of baked ham, glazed sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, whole wheat dinner roll, tomato wedge salad, a fresh fruit cup, and a slice of apple pie. On Tuesday, December the 17th, the Lunch Connection will enjoy music by the Great Mills High School Chorus. The menu will be baked chicken, scalloped potatoes, seasoned greens, carrots, whole wheat bread, spiced peaches, and a slice of Boston cream pie. For both dates, entertainment begins at 11:30 with lunch being served right at noon. Reservations are required, and there is a $3 activity voucher must be purchased in advance when you sign up for the Tuesday Lunch Connection. And you can do so by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Also, for both dates, there will be a 50-50 raffle at each luncheon. Stepping On, this is a program at Loeffler on Wednesdays, January the 15th through February the 26th from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. Introducing Step On, this is an evidence-based fall prevention program that empowers older adults to carry out health behaviors that reduce the risk of falls. It is a community-based workshop offered once a week for 7 weeks using adult education and self-efficacy principles. Stepping On workshops are based on participation, mutual support, and success, which builds the participants' confidence in their ability to manage their health behaviors to reduce the risk of falls and to maintain active and fulfilling lives. You may be a good candidate for this program if you are living at home independently and able to meet your own daily needs and have experienced a fall or are concerned about falling, are able to walk independently or with the use of a cane, are willing and able to do simple exercises that are designed to build up strength in your legs and core, and can commit to meeting once a week for 2 hours for 7 consecutive weeks. The sessions will be taught by Alice Allen and Shelley Graziano. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Or you can visit the Loeffler Senior Activity Center and sign up at the receptionist desk. Following are some Northern Senior Activity Centers in Charlotte Hall. This is SWAT, and it stands for Senior Weight and Aerobic Training. This is going to be at Northern on Fridays, November the 1st through the 22nd from 2 to 3 o'clock p.m. And the cost is $20 for four classes. So if you're looking to build strength and improve stamina, this program was designed by certified senior fitness instructor Karen Weaver to work key muscle groups using aerobic, balance, and hand weight exercises. SWAT is appropriate for those that have beginner and intermediate exercise experience. The cost is $20 and covers four classes. Space is limited. To sign up and pay for this program in advance, please visit the front desk at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Also at Northern is the Myers-Briggs Assessment. This is going to be on Wednesday, November the 6th from 1 to 2 p.m., and again on November the 13th from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m., and that is free. The Myers-Briggs Assessment, or TYPE Indicator, is an introspective self-report questionnaire used to identify different psychological types. Understanding these differing types helps shed light on how different people perceive situation and information and make decisions. Understanding your type is a great tool for recognizing your personal strengths and weaknesses. This two-part workshop will not only allow you to take this test to identify your type, but also discuss your type so that you have a better understanding of the lens through which you see the world. This workshop will be led by former clinical social worker Vicki Elser-View. Space is limited. To sign up for this assessment in advance, please visit the sign-up table or call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Salute to Service Veterans event. This is also at the Northern Senior Activity Center. On Friday, November the 8th, from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Join us as we salute service veterans to honor those who have served this great nation. You can enjoy a hearty lunch of Salisbury steak with gravy, mashed potatoes, carrots, tossed salad with chickpeas, dinner roll, and dessert. This event features a musical duo known as Rearview Mirror. They perform a mix of music including country rock, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and Motown. They also incorporate comedy, dancing, trivia, and more into their modern vaudeville act. There will also be door prizes, a money raffle, and other special embellishments. The suggested ticket donation is $6 and is due at the time of sign-up. Space is limited, and you should sign up and pay in advance. You can do so by visiting the front desk at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73101, to learn more about this event and to check on the availability. Breakfast Cafe, this is at the Northern. This is on Wednesdays, November the 20th, and again December the 11th. Both dates, it's from 9 to 10 a.m., and the cost is $2. You can start your day with a delicious breakfast made by Ginger. Make your reservation today to have breakfast with friends and let the cooking and cleaning be done by the Northern Senior Activity Center staff. The breakfast for November the 20th will be turkey sausage, scrambled eggs, potato cake, and a pumpkin roll. The breakfast for December the 11th will be a Christmas breakfast casserole, hash browns, and a sweet roll. Again, the cost is $2 and is due at sign-up. Space is limited, so to sign up and pay for your breakfast in advance, you can visit the front desk at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Movements for Memory, Mood, and Immunities. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, November the 12th. 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. The cost is $20. Fitness instructor Judy Lyons will teach a class that focuses on specific types of movement that have been shown to sharpen cognitive function, stabilize and lighten mood, and improve immune response. These simple movements can be done by anyone, anywhere, with no yoga background needed. The workshop also addresses focus and concentration, stress, anxiety, and sadness, as well as immune system integrity. A booklet will be provided to participants to guide them on how to continue to use these movements. The cost is $20 due at sign-up, and space is limited. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Super Easy Hourglass Quilt. This is also at Northern on Thursdays, November the 14th and the 21st, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Are you new to quilting and want to learn the basics? You can get started by making a super easy hourglass quilt pattern. This class will require two charm packs, 80 to 84, cut five inch squares, and border if desired. You can make your quilt by adding more charm packs. In addition to the charm packs, participants will need to supply a sewing machine, thread, rotary cutter, and a mat. Volunteer instructor Teresa Andrasek will guide you on how to make this quilt pattern. The space is limited for this class. So to sign up or to get additional information, please call 301-475-4200, extension 73103, or you can stop by the sign-up table at Northern. Native American Folktales. This is at Garvey on Wednesday, November the 20th, from 10 to 11 a.m. This is free. Longman Joseph Norris will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center as he shares Native American folktales from across the country to celebrate Native American Heritage Month. Joseph began exploring his Native American roots in 1985 when he met C.W. Singsalone Duncan, a Cherokee man trained in Lakota Sioux ceremony and traditions. Longman is a native to St. Mary's County with deep family roots, and we will also share stories of local origins. Space is limited. Registration is required. For more information on Native American folktales at Northern, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Exercise injuries and precautions. This is going to be with Dr. Mike, who is a physical therapist. This will be at Northern Senior Activity Center, Thursday, November the 21st, from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m., and it's free. Physical therapist Dr. Michael O'Brien will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Thursday, November the 21st, from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. to discuss exercise injuries and precautions you should take when exercising. The class will focus on exercise precautions for both exercise classes, equipment use exercise, and equipment-less exercise. You can get informed before jumping into your New Year's resolution. The space is limited, so to sign up for this presentation in advance, please visit the sign-up table at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Thanksgiving Blessings Luncheon. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Thursday, November the 21st, 12 to 1 p.m., and there needs to be a lunch donation for this. You can celebrate Thanksgiving with friends at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The lunch consists of turkey, gravy, stuffing, glazed sweet potato cubes, green beans, a dinner roll, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie with whipped topping. The dining room will be decorated in the spirit of the season. Each participant will receive a blank thank you card to share with someone else in the spirit of giving thanks. They will also be entered into a chance to win an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. Space is limited, so to sign up with payment in advance, please visit the front desk. Lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older, and it's $6 for under 60. And it can be cost can be paid at the day of the event. So for further information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. There will be a caterpillar bracelet made class at the Northern Senior Activity Center Monday, November the 25th, from 1 to 3 p.m. The cost is $20. To continue to celebrate Native American Heritage Month, you can learn to make this exquisite caterpillar bracelet. The clasp uses high-quality glass beads, leather cording, and metal button clasp. It will be led by experienced artist Deb Sands. The cost for the clasp is $20 and includes all materials and instruction. To sign up and pay in advance, please visit the front desk. For more information regarding this event, please call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Holiday Magic at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Monday, December the 2nd, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The cost is $15. If you're looking for practical makeup and hairstyling tips for older women, if you want to jazz up your holiday by shopping in your closet and adding an accessory or two, join Diana Diggins, owner of Halo Care Studio in Lexington Park, and local wardrobe consultant Robbie Loker as they help you tap into some holiday magic. The cost is $15 per person and is due at sign-up. Space is limited. And to sign up in advance, please visit the front desk at Northern, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Holiday Purse Bingo at the Northern Senior Activity Center will be on Friday, December the 6th, from 10 o'clock a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The cost is $3. You can win a new or a one-time carried purse featuring popular brands such as Vera Bradley, BB, Coach, Tignello, Jacqueline Smith, Joy Mango, and The Sack. Event bag styles include totes, hobos, shoulder bags, and wristlets. Deadline to sign up is Wednesday, December the 4th, and space is limited. So in order to make a reservation and to pay, you need to call 301-475-4200, extension 73101, or you can sign up and pay for this activity in advance by visiting the front desk at the Northern. Again, it's Friday, December the 6th, from 10 until 11:30 a.m. The Charles County Show Troupe Holiday Luncheon will be at the Northern Center on Wednesday, December the 18th, from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. The cost is $5. The Northern Senior Activity Center is proud to sponsor the Charles County Show Troupe for their holiday performance. This variety show features singing, dancing, comedy, and more. The performance is followed by lunch and door prizes. The menu for this event is stuffed shells with tomato sauce, garlic bread, seasoned spinach, and dessert. Suggested donation for a ticket is $5. To sign up and pay in advance, please visit the front desk. For more information regarding this event, please call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. There is a holiday wreath centerpiece class going to be held at Northern on Thursday, December the 19th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The cost is $25. You can dazzle your friends and family at your upcoming holiday events by making your own holiday wreath centerpiece with fresh evergreens and flowers. Learn to use a fresh floral foam wreath form to create your own custom piece complete with accent candle and clasp and a glass votive to add warmth and cozy glow. The cost is $25 and includes all materials and instruction. Space is limited, so to sign up in advance, please visit the front desk. And you can also call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Tis the season. At Northern, we kicked off the holidays by coming together for another equally important season, football. We had such a wonderful time sharing our spirit on football day with a themed bingo and football pool with prizes. As the holiday season approaches, we want to reflect on the special people in our lives. Whether we are united by the love of a sports team or another pastime, we are grateful for the connections and longtime friendships made at the center. Following is an article by Noreen Rowe, who is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program Manager. Giving thanks for RSVP senior volunteers. Each year, RSVP volunteers give thousands of hours of service to our community. I am grateful to each and every one of these volunteers for contributing their time, talents, and caring to make our community a better place to live. Whether driving a homebound person to a doctor's appointment, delivering meals to a shut-in, or leading a class at one of our senior activity centers, RSVP volunteers are contributing in countless ways to others. Many times I've had someone walk into my office and tell me they want to volunteer as a way to give back to our community in gratitude for some service or kindness they or a family member has received. These people appreciate what others have done for them in a time of need, and now they want to pay it back. Gratitude can be a powerful motivator. We are grateful for what we have received, and we give in return with a spirit of thankfulness. This completes the circle of caring, and that's what RSVP is all about. This is a thank you to the Spotlight on Senior Vibes. We want to thank the Senior Vibes who have been bringing the joy of music to local seniors for more than 30 years. Senior Vibes began as one of the original RSVP volunteer service activities in 1989. We want to give special thanks to Eileen Hislop and Sally Lehman, both of whom have been with the Vibes for more than 20 years, and to all the Vibe members for their dedicated and faithful service. Turkeys in the wild. I've seen a fair number of wild turkeys this year in my rural neighborhood. Despite their varying shapes and sizes, none look like the fat Thanksgiving turkeys we so often picture, but all were rather trim around the waistline. Food is not as bountiful in the wild, and scratching out a living must be a lot of turkey effort. One day, while looking at my window, I saw a turkey running madly to and fro in my fenced-in backyard, looking desperately for a means of escape. I watched him run headlong into my fence, only to dash in the other direction for another failed attempt. I felt a pang of pity, so went into the yard and opened the back gate. He ran away from me in fear, however, only to hang his head against the fence in the opposite direction. I then went around my house and came up to him from behind, shooing him in the direction of the open gate. This tactic worked, and he trotted to turkey freedom. Lessons from the wild, volunteering with focus. When it comes to service and volunteerism, we sometimes make a mistake similar to this wild turkey. With an abundance of enthusiasm, we may take on too much, which can lead to spreading ourselves too thin and going off in too many directions at once. Without focus, we sometimes fail to accomplish what we set out to do and run ourselves ragged instead. A more thoughtful approach is needed, assessing our strengths and talents, identifying what we find fulfilling, and evaluating how much time we have to offer helps us clarify how we can best serve. This focused approach helps us put our energies to best use, makes our service more rewarding, and allows us to contribute in meaningful ways. A bountiful buffet of volunteer service and blessings. So let's not bang our heads against the wall of volunteer service by biting off more than we can chew. Let's look at the buffet of volunteer opportunities that are available and select the right portion that will fulfill and nourish us. This will result in bountiful blessings for all. Again, this was an article by Noreen Rowe, who is the program manager of RSVP. If you would like to volunteer, certainly give Noreen a call at 301-475-4200, extension 71650, or extension 71653. In addition, you can reach her by email at rsvp@stmarysmaryland.com. Following are a couple of trips and tours. This is a trip to National Harbor by bus on Tuesday, November the 12th. It leaves the Garvey Center at 8 o'clock a.m. and it leaves the Northern Center at 8:30 a.m. and the fee is $40. So this is a trip you've been waiting for. You can join the group on a bus trip to National Harbor on Tuesday, November the 12th. You have the option to go to MGM Casino or Tanger Outlets. You can spend a few hours there, and then if you wish, have hop back on the bus for a quick shuttle to the other location so you can hit both attractions on the same trip. You can get our you can get a quick jump on Christmas shopping at the outlets, and then you can go to the casino, or you can spend the entire day at either location. It's bound to be a fun time. Just don't miss the bus trip back to dear old St. Mary's County. The bus leaves from the Garvey Center in Leonardtown at 8 a.m. and returns at approximately 5:30 p.m. You can board the bus at the Northern Senior Activity in Charlotte Hall at 8:30, and that returns at 5 o'clock p.m. The cost is $40. It includes the motor coach transportation, a driver tip, and snacks for the return trip. You can reserve your spot by paying at any of the county's three senior activity centers. For more information, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71063. The LIFE program, which is Learning is Forever, is offering a trip to Captain Phil's Waterman's Heritage Cruise on the Lisa S. for a tour of St. Jerome's Creek, Point No Point Lighthouse, and the coastline of the Chesapeake Bay towards Point Lookout. And this is going to be on September the 10th. This is one of the many entertaining and educational trips available through LIFE, and actually this trip has already occurred. Anyone wishing to join the Department of Aging and Human Services on future excursions should contact the Department of Aging and Human Services and also check out the LIFE brochure. The spring semester for the LIFE booklets will be available on Monday, February the 17th of 2020, and registrations will be taken beginning Monday, March the 2nd. Again, the LIFE trips are for 2020. Following are some ongoing creative expressions at the various senior centers. This one is at the Garvey Senior Center in Leonardtown. It's Quilting Bee. The instructor is Louise Park. It's conducted the first and third Fridays of the month at 9:30 a.m., and the cost is for supplies only. The following that I will be reading will be available at Loeffler in Great Mills. Needle Crafters, instructor Audrey Haney. It will be done on Mondays and Thursdays from 10 to 11:30 a.m. That's free. Open Studio Art, instructor is Chris Nelson Sisk. That's every Friday, 10 a.m. The cost is for supplies only. Sew It Alls, instructor is Judith Nelson. This is on Mondays at 1 p.m. That is free. Independent Art Classes, Wednesdays, the instructor is Chris Nelson Sisk. Starts at 1 o'clock. You have to bring materials. The Tuesday class is conducted by Jamie Nuluau from 10 a.m. to 12. That's $85 for a four-week class. Charity Crafters, instructor is Dee Poole. This is on Thursdays, 1 p.m. That is free. The Honeybee Quilters, Jan Goings, the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is free. Project Linus, the instructor is Debbie Rumpel, the third Friday of the month, 10 a.m. That's free. Monthly craft instructor is Audrey Haney. It's the first and second Fridays of the month. It's 10 a.m. There's a fee for that class. Wood carving instructors are W. and M. Brown on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. The cost is for supplies. Embroidery on paper instructors Omega Taylor and Lily Mellenberg. It's on Mondays, 1 p.m. It's $5 for a starter kit. Simply Crafted. This is a self-directed craft. It's daily. The times are open and it's free. Following are some ongoing creative expressions at Northern. Whimsy Works Pottery. Instructor is Pam King. It's the second and fourth Fridays of the month. It's from 1:30 to 4:45 p.m. and there is a fee for that class. Quilting for Beginners, Gina Alexander, second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's free. Dynamic Ceramics, Nancy Norris, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. There's a fee for that class. Open Studio, the instructor, is actually, this is a self-directed class. It's on Mondays and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. That's free. Diamond Dazzle, the instructor is Martha Baker, third Tuesdays of the month, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That is free. And Coloring Group, this is Martha Baker. It's the first and third Wednesdays of the month, and it's from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m., and unfortunately, that group is full. All right, following are some ongoing social events at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Bring Your Buddy Billiards. Mondays, it's before 1 o'clock p.m. Wednesdays, it's before 1 o'clock p.m. Thursdays, it's after 3 o'clock p.m., and this is not held on Fridays and Tuesdays. There's Hand and Foot, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's free. OHEC, Tuesdays and Fridays, sorry about that, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., that's free. Double Pinochle Tuesdays and Fridays from 11 until 4:30 p.m., that's free. Western Mahjong on Wednesdays from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m., that's free. Eastern Mahjong, Mondays and Thursdays, 1 to 4:30 p.m., that's free. Bridge on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's free. Bingo on Fridays, 10 to 11:45 a.m., and that's $2. Eat, Play, Fun, Pitch, second and fourth Thursdays of the month, 12:30 to 3 o'clock p.m., that's $5. Seniors with Awesome Games, that is also called SWAG, S-W-A-G, Tuesdays and Fridays, 1 to 4:30 p.m., that's free. Northern Stars Theater Group, the days vary, but the time is generally at 1 o'clock p.m., and that's free. So for the Northern Stars Theater Group, you might want to contact the Northern Senior Center about the days for that. It's 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Following are some ongoing social events at the Garvey and the Loeffler. The following are at the Garvey. Bingo is the first and third Monday of the month, 10 a.m. to noon. The cost is $1 to $3. Billiards, the days varies. That's a kind of a drop-in class. The times vary. It's free. Senior Vibes, that's the first Tuesday of the month from 10 to noon. That's free. Bridge Club, Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free, and it's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and you need to call Garvey to find out about the time for the Wednesday one. And you can call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. They also have Pinochle, and that's Monday and Wednesday and Friday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that is free. These are at the Loeffler. This is the Canasta Pitch Club, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. That's free. Contract Bridge on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. till noon. That's free. Bingo, Tuesdays, November the 5th, 12th, and 26th from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, December the 3rd, 10th, and 24th, again, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. That's $1, and you can get up to 3 cards. Bingo is on Wednesday, November the 20th, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., and it's $1, up to 3 cards. Canasta and More on Wednesdays from 1 to 4 p.m., that's free. Puzzles are available on a daily basis from 9 to noon, that's free. Polish Poker and Pitch on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 a.m., that's free. Coloring Conquest, daily, 9 a.m., that's free. Rummikub, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m., that's free. Western Mahjong, Thursdays, 1 p.m., and that is free. Following are some ongoing physical activities at the various centers. These are all conducted at Garvey in Leonardtown. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 to 5. That's free. Men's strength training on Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. You need a fitness card for that class. Enhance Fitness, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10:45 to 11:45. You need a fitness card for that. Open Table Tennis, Tuesdays, from 10 a.m. till noon, except for the first Tuesday of the month. And again, it's on Thursdays at 2:15 p.m. That's free. Arthritis Foundation Exercise, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 8:45 a.m. until 9:20 a.m. That's free. Yoga for Everyone on Tuesdays and Fridays, 1:05 to 2:05 p.m. You need a fitness card for that. Line Dancing on Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. That's free. Exercise for Parkinson's Disease, that's on Thursdays, 1:15 to 2 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Walk and Tone on Fridays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Chair Yoga on Wednesdays, 9:40 to 10:40. You need a fitness card for that. And Indoor Gym Walking, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. That is free. Following are some physical activities that you can take part in at Loeffler. They have fitness equipment available on a daily basis. It's free. Wii Sports on a daily basis, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Mondays at noon. There, you need a fitness card for that. Walking Club, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. That's free. Arthritis Foundation Exercises, Monday and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m. That's free. Enhance Fitness, Mondays and Fridays, it's at 2 p.m., and on Wednesdays, it's at 1 p.m. That's Enhanced Fitness. You need a fitness card for that. Strength Training on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 a.m., and again on Thursdays from 8:40 to 9:40 a.m., and you need a fitness card for that. Yoga, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9:40 to 11 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Line Dancing on Fridays, 11 a.m., and that's free. Tai Chi for Arthritis and Fall Prevention, Mondays and Thursdays at 11 a.m., and that's free. However, it would be a good idea to call Loeffler for a better schedule for the Tai Chi. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. And following are some ongoing physical fitness classes at Northern. They have fitness equipment available on a daily basis. It's free. Wii Sports, you'll need to call them about the schedule for that. And their number is 301-475-4200, extension 73101. And, of course, is Walking on the Three-Notch Trail. That's daily, and that's free. Awakening Yoga, Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Chair Yoga on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. You'll need a fitness card for that. Zumba on Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m., you'll need a fitness card for that. Arthritis Foundation Exercise, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 10:45 a.m., that is free. Enhanced Fitness, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m., you need a fitness card for that. And on occasion, they do have that on Saturdays from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Line Dancing on Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m., that's free. There's bike riding on a daily basis. They also have regulation horseshoes, but you need to call about that. That would be Northern at 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Tai Chi for Arthritis, that new class does not begin until 2020, so you will see more information on that in a couple of months. But they expect that class to start from at 10 o'clock and run until 11 a.m. That will be free. And also Seated Tai Chi, that will also begin in 2020. And again, that one will be from 10:15 a.m. until 11 a.m. And that will also be free. And here are some ongoing education classes. This is one at the two at the Garvey. It's book discussion. That's the second Wednesday of the month. That's 10:30 a.m. That's free. and Reader's Theater, Linda Lagle, second and fourth Wednesday, 11 a.m. That's free. At the Loeffler, there will be current events. The instructor is Paul Kelly. It's on Mondays at 10 a.m., free. Scripture study, the instructor is Solomon Alumis. It's every Friday at 10 a.m., that's free. Computer tutoring, that is by appointment only, and you'll need to call Loeffler at 301-475-4200, extension 71658, to get more information on that. The Page Turner's Book Club, the instructor is Gloria Fusco. It's the third Tuesday of the month, and that's from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. That is free, but there's a note that this class is full, or this group is full. At the Northern, there is Lyme Disease Support Group at Marie, and that is Marie Noelle Lautier. It's to be determined at 1 p.m. That's free. The Book Chatter Book Club, the instructor is Martha Baker, and that's on the fourth Thursday of the month from 11 to noon. But there's also a note that that class is full. And finally, did you know that St. Mary's County has three senior activity centers open to independent older adults Monday through Friday, where lunch is served? Adults age 60 and over can enjoy lunch among friends, and monetary donations are accepted. Continued social involvement and good nutrition are key to healthy, independent aging. By joining your friends for lunch at Garvey, Loeffler, or Northern, you are taking a positive step in enjoying these benefits. Try lunch at your local senior activity center. You need to call the whatever center that's convenient for you by noon the day before to make a reservation, and the monthly menu is always available at the center, or you can go online at www.stmarysmaryland.com/docs/menu-pdf. This concludes the reading of New Beginning, Volume 32, Issue 6, for November, December 2019.